The union that represents thousands of police officers has called for whole life sentences for those who kill police officers. Terry Spence, chairman of the Police Federation, openly criticised the sentences handed down to the killers of Constable Stephen Carroll, saying they got off lightly. In England and Wales, the minimum tariff for murdering a police officer is 30 years, while in the Republic of Ireland, it's a mandatory 40 years. He also said he wants the government to reclassify the UVF as active terrorists. Let's speak to Terry Spence now. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So, just spell out your thoughts for us, Terry.
Well, first of all, in relation to the murder of Stephen Carroll, it's quite clear that those who perpetrated that murder got off too lightly. And in respect of Mr. Wooden, we have said that first and foremost, we believe that that sentence that he got of 14 years has to be revisited. We have made it clear that we think the whole sentencing policy in relation to the murder of police officers is quite clearly wrong. And on the basis of that, we have asked the Justice Minister to revisit the sentencing policy, to look at it again. And our view is quite simple. Police officers in Northern Ireland put their lives on the line, both on and off duty. They're being attacked on and off duty. And on the basis of all of that, and the fact that they are the law enforcement police service dealing with crime and also terrorism on the cold face, that we believe that we should have the full protection of the law. And when someone commits a crime of murder on a police officer, then life should mean life when they're brought to justice.
Yeah, but the problem with this, Terry, from your critics will be, well, hold on a minute, why should the life of a police officer be deemed any different by the judicial system than the life of anyone else? They're just as precious.
Well, I have already explained that, Stephen, and the position is very clear. Police officers are out there delivering a service to the whole community. Their lives are in jeopardy 24/7, both on and off duty. Police officers have been murdered, both on and off duty. And I think society and the state owes it to police officers to afford them the full protection of the law and send a clear message and signal to the perpetrators that if you murder a police officer who is effectively the law enforcer, the law enforcers in Northern Ireland, if you murder a police officer, then you will pay the ultimate penalty.
Yeah, but,
and that means life imprisonment.
But Terry, we would want to send the same signal, surely, to the perpetrator of any murder. Once you start getting into different categories, I understand the difference between premeditated murder and something which is done on the spur of the moment, both heinous crimes. However, once you start getting into different categories of murder depending on the person's profession, like, for example, should a child killer not get life, but the killer of a police officer should?
Should
the killer of, what about elderly people, elderly vulnerable people, 80 and 90-year-olds, if they are battered to death, should the perpetrator not get life, but the killing of a police officer should?
We've asked the Justice Minister to look at the sentencing policy across a wide spectrum of crimes. Not only in relation to murder, by the way, but we've also said when it comes to assaults on police, he needs to look at the sentencing policy that's currently in place, and when the state is dealing with rioters and how they behave, they should look at the sentencing policy. So it's a wide spectrum of offences that we're talking about. But I make no apology for saying, and I've already indicated this morning to you and indeed to other media outlets, that when it comes to police officers acting on behalf of the community under threat 24/7, I believe that if police officers are murdered on or off duty, then the perpetrators should receive a whole life sentence. And I make no apology for that.
Okay, two other subjects to discuss with you this morning, Terry. And by the way, if you want to pick up the phone in response to what Terry has said today, 08459 555 678. You also want the government to reclassify the UVF.
I want them to re-specify the UVF. We asked for that last year. The UVF have been engaged in terrorist activity. They have been engaged in punishment beatings and shootings. And we believe it's long overdue that they should be re-specified. I spoke yesterday not only at our conference about this in the presence of the Justice Minister, but I also spoke yesterday afternoon to the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Owen Paterson, and I've left him in no doubt because it's his responsibility as the Secretary of State to deal with all matters of national security, and that includes the re-specification or prescribing of organisations, and I know that he is going to look at that, and he has given me an undertaking that he has genuine concerns. So let's wait and see what happens. But I'm very clear that the UVF should be re-specified.
Let me just bring something up with you that's been on the programme, very high-profile case over recent days, the comments of Lord Ken McGuinness, who has said, when we've been talking about gay marriage, Terry, there's a reason why I'm talking to you about this, by the way, and he has said that he believes that sexual activity between two gay people is deviant and is on the rung of the ladder to bestiality. Now, the context with which I'm talking to you about this is that, of course, Lord McGuinness is the police lobby man in Westminster, isn't he? And at that meeting yesterday, there would have been representatives from the Gay Police Officers Association. So what is your organisation's position on Lord McGuinness being the police lobby man in Westminster and you have gay police officers?
Well, sorry, you must be somewhat misinformed. Lord McGuinness is not any police spokesman or representative for the Police Federation for Northern Ireland. So I'm sorry, you're misinformed. I don't know where you get that from, Stephen, but let me assure you he is not. And the other point that I would make is in respect of gay people within the police service. We had yesterday a stand at our conference which was set up by the Gay Police Association, and I met with those representatives of the Gay Police Association. So let me make it clear, I disassociate myself entirely from the remarks made by Lord McGuinness, but he is not a representative, he is not a spokesperson for the police.
Well, if I've got that wrong, well, let me just say
you are totally misinformed. All right, I don't know where you get that from.
Well, let me just say, if I've got that wrong, that's my fault, and I'm sorry, and I apologise. But your view on his comments?
I've already said it. We completely disassociate ourselves from those comments. They're quite wrong in what he has said. And as I mentioned, we had a stand at our conference yesterday, which was set up by members of the Gay Police Association, officers who are PSNI serving officers, delivering a police service to the people of Northern Ireland on the front line, on the coalface. I totally and absolutely refute what he had to say.